Generation strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Is it time to make a change? Integrity First Bank has been headquartered in Mountain Home, serving the Twin Lakes area since 1963. Although we've grown through the years, we're only as big as you need us to be. With 5 local offices, we are a full-service bank offering everything from convenient online and mobile banking, home lending and financing, to trust and wealth management services. You can bank on Integrity First to provide hometown quality banking service with local decisions that our friends and neighbors have trusted for more than half a century. We invite you to come experience it for yourself at Integrity First Bank.
Well, it will be Mountain Home's fastball to start this second half as they have a 13-point lead on Harrison. 24-11 is our score as in this girls' game. Again, the boys will follow right after that. Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. Mountain Home will be moving left to right here in the second half. And we are back underway as Walker takes the inbound pass and will walk it into the front court. Harrison once again in a man-to-man defense. Walker has it at the top, dribbles toward the right side, now goes back up to the top, now heading, giving it to start, that is to Husky in the left corner. Her three-pointer in and out, no good, gets her own rebound. Now throws it out to Walker on the wing, now to Pfeiffer, thought about the long three. Now she's going to give it back to Husky in the corner. She'll take the screen from Foreman. Now throws it to Foreman on the low block, gives it to Pfeiffer on the right wing. Her three-pointer is up, no good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She goes back up with it off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the night. 26-11, Mountain Home leading it as we are 45 seconds into the second half. Here is Briley Parker into the front court for the Lady Goblins. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense. And an illegal screen. An offensive foul will be called on Harrison. Mountain Home will get the ball back with 7:07 left in the third quarter. That foul is on Lane Horn. Her third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Goblins. Pfeiffer takes the inbound pass, will walk it into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Gives it to Foreman there between the circles. Now finds Martin. She has it at the right elbow. Gives it to Pfeiffer now in the right corner. Being double-teamed, gives it to Martin. She's going into the lane for the layup. A little strong, no good. Offensive rebound before Foreman. She couldn't get the foul to go. And Harrison had the rebound for a moment, but Martin just took it right out of their hands. And now a foul will be called as Harrison will be a whistle for that foul. Mountain Home inbound on the near sideline. That is on Claire Dozier, her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Harrison here in the second half. Kenzie Parker just checked into the game for Harrison, replacing Caroline Cecil. Here's Martin with on the right wing. Throws it to Pfeiffer in the corner. Now she'll drill out to the wing. Gives it back to Martin in the corner. They're trying to decide where to go with it. Now throws it back up to Pfeiffer. She has it near the top. Over to Husky on the left side. Now to Walker near the corner. Back to Husky. Dribbles to the left wing. Gives it there to Walker. Now the ball goes down into the paint. Knocked away. Ball's still loose. Now a jump ball is going to be called, I believe. And it's going to be Harrison's basketball in the possession arrow. 6:08 left in the third quarter. Lady Goblins get the ball back, trailing by 15. 26-11, Mountain Home on top. Briley Parker will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Goblins. She has it at the top. Dribbles to the left wing. Gives it there to Dozier. Dozier dribbles up to the top. Now goes to the right side. Gives it there to Kenzie Parker. Parker will dribble up to the top. Now she has it on the left wing. Finds Briley Parker just outside the paint. Her turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound comes to Walker, and back comes Mountain Home. Walker quickly into the front court, giving it to Pfeiffer on the left wing. Finds Foreman on the low block. She goes up with it. Off the glass, no good. Scramble for the rebound, and I think they're going to get Foreman with the foul there. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 5:31 left to play in the third quarter. Again, Mountain Home leading 26-11. Briley Parker will walk it into the front court for the Lady Goblins. Mountain Home still in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes to Kenzie Parker on the right side. She dribbles to the left elbow. Now looks like a foul will be called on Mountain Home. I believe they're going to get Peyton Husky with that one. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against Mountain Home. 5:17 left in the third quarter. As Briley Parker will inbound it on the near sideline. And she gets into Kenzie Parker on the left wing. Back to Briley Parker in the corner. She's heading down into lane, going up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Walker. She's quickly back into the front court for the Lady Bombers, giving it to Pfeiffer, who's going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. Good. Hannah Pfeiffer with 20 points. 28-11, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Here's Parker into the front court, giving it to Kenzie Parker now. Now down to Dozier, goes on the low block. She tries the layup off the glass, no good. And the rebound controlled by Foreman. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Husky quickly across the timeline. Dribbling toward the right side of the lane. Her shot was blocked. Her layup was blocked. And Kenzie Parker comes away with the basketball. She's quickly back the other way for Harrison, finding Dozier into the lane. Her layup no good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. I believe they're going to get Emma Martin with that foul. That is her first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. First free throw is up, rolls around, does not go for Claire Dozier. Coming into the game for Mountain Home are Kyra Penn, Madeline Collins, and Mally Tabor, replacing Anna Grace Foreman, Peyton Husky, and Emma Martin. There's 4:29 left here in the third quarter as Dozier will have one more free throw. If she hits it, looks like she'll come out of the game. Second shot is up good. That's her first point of the night.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. Buy one, get one, 50% off of Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Kimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one. For whatever reason, life requires you to stay put. Get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability.
Goblins took the timeout before the inbounds play. It is Mountain Home on top, 28-12, with less than 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Here's Walker into the front court, throws to Pfeiffer on the left wing, gives it to McCollins in the corner. Back to Pfeiffer. Now finds Walker near the left, near the right side. Now Tabor has it on the wing. Gives it back to Walker. She has it between the circles now. Over to Pfeiffer. Over to Collins now on the left wing. Throws it back to Pfeiffer. Picks up a dribble. Now over to Collins on the right side. She's hanging down into lane, going up for the layup. Her shot was blocked, but draws plenty of contact as well. And she'll head to the free throw line. Good move by Madeline Collins to draw that foul there. They didn't catch who they call that foul on. It is the third team foul against Harrison. Madeline Collins' first free throw attempt, no good. She'll have one more coming. Again, there's 3:53 left here in this third period. As right now, it's a 16-point lead for the Lady Bombers, but Collins still has one more free throw, and she gets a second. That's her first point of the night, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. 29-12, Mountain Home leading it. Here's Briley Parker into the front court for the Lady Goblins. Mountain Home once again in a man-to-man defense. She dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Kenzie Parker, who dribbles up to the top. Thought about the three, now gives it to Knight. Now to Groberg, over to Kenzie Parker. Her jumper rolls around and goes in. Kenzie Parker with her first 2 points of the night. 29-14, Mountain Home leading it. 3:20 left in the third quarter. Walker throws to Pfeiffer in the front court. She has it on the left side. Now dribbles up between the circles. Now she heads to the right elbow. Now out to the wing. Up top to Walker. Over to Tabor on the left side. Dribbles to the corner. Gives it back to Walker. Over to Pfeiffer now. Thought about the three. Now gives it to Penn at the right elbow. Over to Walker on the left wing. Back to Penn. Now she's trying to figure out where to go with it after she picks up her dribble, so she'll give it back to Walker, and Mount Home's going to reset. Ball goes over to Collins now. finds Tabor, and she's going to draw contact, and Mount Home will inbound it on the baseline. Couldn't tell who they call that foul on, but that's the fourth team foul on Harrison, I can tell you that. Now Kyra Penn takes the inbound pass, and, well, she just jumped up and down with it, and it will be Mountain Home inbounding it on the okay, I don't understand what's going on here, but Mountain Home's inbounding it. I thought that was a turnover on the Lady Bombers, but they're going to say Mountain Home basketball on the baseline. Kyra Penn takes the inbound pass, gives it to Walker on the right side. I really don't know what happened there. Over to Collins now on the left. Collins going into the lane for another layup off the glass and in. Madeline Collins with 3 points now. 31-14 in Mountain Home leading it. 2:20 left in the third quarter. Here is Bradley Parker across the timeline. Drills to the left side. She's going toward the lane for the layup. No good. Kyra Penn gets the rebound. She'll throw it to Martin. And to Pfeiffer, that is. And back comes Mountain Home. Pfeiffer finds Collins in the left corner. Her jumper will not go. Offensive rebound for Tabor. She goes back up with it, draws contact, and will head to the free throw line. That foul is on Bradley Parker. I believe that's her first. That's the fifth team foul on the Lady Goblins here in the second half. So with 1:59 left in the third quarter, it will be a two-shot opportunity for Mally Tabor as she looks for her first points of the season. Again, she missed a good chunk of the year so far with a stress fracture. First shot is up. Good. Emma Martin checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Hannah Pfeiffer. And for Harrison, Kenzie Parker will take a seat as she's replaced by Lane Horn. Tabor's second free throw is up. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Campbell. Kayla Campbell into the front court for the Lady Goblins. 32-14, Mountain Home on top. Campbell dribbles to the right wing, gives it there to Bradley Parker. Now she's hanging into the lane for the layup. Her shot was blocked by Tabor. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. Good defense by Tabor. Harrison will inbound it on the baseline. Peyton Husky will check back into the game, replacing Mally Tabor. 1:40 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading by 18. Bradley Parker will inbound it for Harrison on the baseline. Gets in to Knight on the right wing. Gives it to Horn now. Back to Knight on the right side. She gives it to Groberg there in the lane. And well before her layup, Mountain Home is going to be called for a foul on the floor. I believe they're going to get Emma Martin with that foul. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Lady Bombers. 90 seconds left in the third quarter. Mountain Home again leading 32-14. Bradley Parker inbounds it to Horn on the right side. Goes up top to Campbell now. Over to Knight on the right wing. Finds Parker just outside the lane. She's going to go into the lane for the running jumper. No good. Missed everything, actually. And Horn saved it in, but looks like the ball's loose now. And now a jump ball is going to be called. And it will be Harrison's basketball on the alternating possession. 1:16 left in the period. 32-14. Again, Lady Bombers leading it. Groberg will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline for Harrison. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Knight on the left elbow. Throws it up top to Campbell. She'll set up the offense. Ball goes. She tried to throw it to Bradley Parker. So Parker was trying to cut. Campbell threw it well wide of her. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back on the turnover. A little over a minute left to play in this third quarter. Lady Bombers with the ball, leading by 18. Here's Walker throwing it to Martin on the right side. Gives it to Collins at the left elbow. She's going to pull up in the lane for the jumper. Good. Madeline Collins with 5 points all here in the third quarter. 34-14, the Lady Bombers leading it. 45 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Here's Bradley Parker into the lane, pulling up for the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Parker with 7 points now. 34-16, Mountain Home leading it. 33 seconds left. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. 25 seconds. She'll throw it to Husky. 20 seconds left, and Mountain Home looks like it's going to hold for the last shot of the period. Here. And now Dell Lerner is going to take a timeout to try to set up a play. We'll take it with him. 14.6 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home on top of Harrison, 34-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
And you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you courtside. Tim Tibbs, my producer, back in the studio. Walker takes an inbound pass, throws it to Husky. Mountain Home up by 18, 8 seconds left. Husky throws to Pfeiffer on the left wing, goes down to Foreman, up top to Martin. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with 4 points, and that's the way this third quarter is going to end. We've got 8 minutes left to play. Our score after three quarters, Mountain Home leading Harrison 37-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Okay, clogged pores. I've had it. You think I don't notice your pesky blackheads? It's all I see. Why else would I be dodging photos, yelling back up, zoom out, not so close? But now I've got Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strips. With natural charcoal, they pluck out stubborn dirt, oil, and even blackheads in just one strip. So go ahead, snap away.